What is up, guys? Welcome to Close Monday. My name is Kyle and Sarah, and this is the show for restaurant owners, for chefs, for culinary students, for startup restaurants, anyone brave enough to take on the challenge of running a restaurant and the pursuit of being what we like to call a restaurant entrepreneur. This is your absolute lifeline, your go-to for real-world, no-nonsense, in-depth chats and war stories from people who have been in your shoes. Now, you're all on the same quest here, looking for that perfect solution, that perfect piece of technology that's going to streamline your operations, the killer marketing strategy, the new social media platform that's going to put your restaurant on the map, the rock-solid suppliers who've always got your back. But let's not be naive, there's a lot more to this. Most importantly, things like capital raising, making sense of insurance, and playing real estate like a professional. That's all part of the package, and one of my favorite parts, by the way. But what you need to understand is that each one of these challenges, they're really just opportunities. And as industry veterans, myself, my guests, we're gonna bring battle-hardened knowledge and cutting-edge insights to the table every single week. We've been in it. We've had our neck on the line. We've lost money. We've made money. We've had staff, we've lost staff. We know how it impacts our personal lives. We're gonna help you navigate this entire business. Our goal, sole goal, is to give you the information to reach your goals while you stay true to what's most important to you. And what I know, what's important to you are things like quality, hospitality, innovation, sustainability, staying ahead of the curve, staying up with trends, and of course, providing an unforgettable guest experience. So whether you're a seasoned professional, you're a restaurant entrepreneur, or you're a rookie about to jump into your first business, grab a seat, pour yourself a drink, a cup of coffee, put your AirPods on, grab the dog, go for a walk, hit the treadmill, sit on the couch, whatever you're gonna do, we're gonna drop some serious knowledge on you, and it starts right now. Welcome to Close Monday.
Hey everyone, Avi Gorin, CEO and co-founder of Marquee, and I want to talk about the customer journey for a second. You never know as a restaurant owner where your guests are truly coming from. End of the day, we do see some patterns around two types of search behaviors, direct versus discovery. Direct search, for an example, would be jumping into Google and saying Cali barbecue hours, right? I know where I want to go to eat, but I'm missing a key detail. I need a little bit more information. Discovery, which is the bulk of searches, is barbecue in San Diego, restaurants near me, takeout near me, right? One of the best ways to be found for more discovery searches is leveraging keywords. Reviews are basically free content for you to leverage. Think about keywords that are relevant to your brand, your location, and include as many of those in your review responses as possible, right? How can you go about doing this? Let's set up reports, utilize tools like Google Trends, find out what's going on in your area and how you can help leverage these keywords and review responses, because someone else is doing that, right? If you need some examples, you could do anything from including summer menu, gluten-free menu, leverage specific menu items like the dreaded and beloved spice pumpkin anything in your review responses, right? Let them know what's coming. Let your reviewers know something they should come back and try. And of course, if all of this just seems overwhelming and daunting because you're already running a restaurant and have enough on your plate, just leverage the team at Marquee to do this for you. We handle all of this. We're experts in this space. We can automate this, so it's just another item that you know you are taking care of. Again, that's marquee.com, M-A-R-Q-I-I, M-A-R-Q-I-I.com. Know you. However, we did recently buy M-A-R-Q-U-I-I.com, so if you do misspell it, we got you. You'll still find us. We can still help you.
All right, guys, welcome back to Close Monday. Today is Friday, December 8th, and is it just me or does it feel like, you know, July 4th was last week? Jesus, man, is going fast. Solo episode today. I want to touch on a couple things that are in the news, just happen to be in the news today, the last couple days actually. And then I want to get into something that I've never spoken about. We had a couple folks on here talking about wellness and how to take care of yourself in this business years ago, maybe. But I wanted to just you know, now's that time of year where you start thinking about what last year was like and what the new year is going to be like. And you set your goals and you have your, you know, your things you want to change. And sometimes you're going to put the business first. A lot of times, and that creates a lot of challenges with relationships and with yourself, you know, your health, your weight and things of that nature. So look, I'm not a master of this shit either, but I know what worked for me. And I've read through a lot of these tips and they make a whole lot of sense. So just like anything else, my goal here is to just kind of pass the information along. Hopefully it resonates with you guys and it makes you a better business owner and it makes you a better person outside the four walls of your restaurant. So let's just get into some of the news. And I am, you know, I'm a real estate guy. I'm a restaurant guy, but I'm focused on helping restaurants increase their success rate by having better real estate. So one of the things that was interesting to me this week, and it had been being teased on social media and all over the news, was this Cosmics concept from McDonald's. Now, my first thought was, why? Why are they doing this? Why do they need to do this? And then I saw the menu, which let me just pull this menu up again because it's, I don't know. It's, again, it's now it's being hailed as trying to, you know, focus on that customer that's the TikTok generation, whatever the hell that means. But look, I looked at some of this stuff and I couldn't even find their website, to be honest with you. But it just seems a little, it almost seems like, you know, when you look at something from like a movie and you're like, that looks like a menu from a movie. I mean, even the logo looks like it's not real. This looks like something from an alternate universe or something like that. But the menu looks like Sonic and Starbucks and Dairy Queen had a baby. And I genuinely looked at this and was like, I don't think I want anything on this thing. The amount of sugar in this stuff has got to be disgraceful. So they have got signature galactic boosts, sour cherry energy burst, berry hibiscus sour aid, blueberry ginger boost. Who the hell? None of these sound. This is disgusting. Sorry, I wasn't anticipating going this route, but the popping bear slush, the cold brew frappe, the churro frappe. God. Okay. The turmeric spiced latte. It just looks like a little much, dude. My God. I mean, we talk about it on the show all the time. Be Mariano Rivera, right? We be that, go with the fastball. Everybody knows what's coming and then just deliver on it. This is not that. This is 1,000 different drinks and they look all over the place. They've also have on there the Egg McMuffin, the Sausage Egg McMuffin, the Bacon Egg McMuffin, the McFlurries, and Spicy Queso Sandwich, Creamy Avocado Tomatillo Sandwich. This is, Jesus, is all over the place. Hash Brown Bites, Pretzel Bites, Snack Box. So listen. God, this is, and it's still going. You guys got to take a look at this. Topo Chico, Powerade, Citrus Cream Milkshake, Ice Cream. Anyway, they opened up. Now, whatever the concept is going to be, it's going to be. That's okay. They came up with the concept. They're McDonald's. They know more than me. They want to continue to poison us with this crap. We keep buying it. Sounds good. But why did they pick that location? Why did they pick that location? So they picked a suburb of Chicago. I'm going to get the name wrong. So let me just look that up again. It's like Burlington or Bolingbrook, Illinois. So I did a TikTok video on this before. So I dove in a little bit. They are, again, a suburb of Chicago. Pretty affluent, and I got shout out to them, right? Everybody's looking for second-gen locations. They found a second-generation Boston market at an intersection, surrounded in this little retail pocket, okay, with an Amazon distribution center down the block, okay, so a lot of density, a lot of vehicular traffic, a lot of people, surrounded by Lowe's, Home Depot, Chick-fil-A, Olive Garden, Burger King. What else was there? Target. Just a lot of dense retail. And this is what they do, right? They're the masters of real estate. So shout out to them for converting this Boston market. And by the way, let me not fail to mention this. It was a drive-through Boston market. And their other neighboring tenant is McDonald's. So they can keep an eye on their little baby brother in this killer restaurant location, right? They've got second gen, they got infrastructure. You can't go into the place. So the drive-through is major. So they saved a couple bucks there. Very interesting how this played out. It says they're going to go on to open up, let me get this right, 10 stores by the end of 2024, mainly in Texas. They're going to feature small store format, no seats or dining room, focusing on drive-through model with 4 lanes. If you need 4 lanes for this thing right off the bat, my God, I don't know. I'm telling you, look at this and let me know. Please let me know if you guys think that this is a concept that's got legs. I don't see it. But the branding is inspired by McDonald's alien character from the 80s. Like, who gives a shit about that? Well, we'll see. I could be wrong. I could be wrong. But that's that. That's the Cosmic from McDonald's in Bolingbrook, Illinois. If you guys have been there, I'd love to. I think they just opened. So if you go, please let me know. Another story that has been sort of local and people have been paying attention to, I saw it on Eater today, is Keith Lee is here in New York. Now, I love Keith Lee. Keith Lee, for the record, should probably say this now, is one of my goal guests for 2024. If anybody here knows Keith Lee and can get him to respond to us, we will pay you or we will pay the restaurant. Okay? $500. $500 to the person who connects us to Keith Lee and gets him on the show, and we'll pay for his order. We'll double his order. Whatever he wants to do with it, we'll pay you the $500 and we'll take care of his food plus a little extra. I love what he's done. I love the fact that he doesn't go out there and kiss every restaurant's ass. To be honest with you, it's over for me. You see all these influencers out there and they love every place they go to. Come on. That shit is fading. Okay. Disingenuous. We want authenticity. That being said, I saw his first video. And if you've been to New York, or if you know anything about sort of like that, I'm not talking fine cuisine here, right? We're talking about New York, basically street food, casual food. Chopped cheese. It's essentially chopped up burger meat with the cheese mixed in with onions, lettuce, tomato, mayo, ketchup, whatever you want on a hero. Hodges in Harlem is the originator of it. There's a lot of places that don't do it as well. Some people will battle you on where makes the best one, whatever. But it is ground beef, cheese, very cheeseburger-like, if you ask me. Sloppy Joe cheeseburger-like. They're fantastic, particularly late night after a few drinks. They're even better. But so Keith Lee, I see, he comes in. Let's see if he's got a new one on here today. But he comes into the city, and his first video, his first restaurant that he goes to, or first food that he tries, it's a chopped cheese, but it's a salmon chopped cheese. What? I'm not sure I could think of something that is more disgraceful than that. For some reason, salmon and cheese to me does not sound good. And I'm going to go out on a limb here and say wherever you got that from might not even be salmon. So, but he's here. He did the New York Taste Buds Deli taste test, salmon chopped cheese. And, he got it from somebody DM'd them, and I just think he could do better. He could do better. As a matter of fact, right now, my boys from Ate It just responded to him, just popped up on my phone. Ate It said, if you guys don't know Ate It, it's the Ate It app, my boy Steve Raggiani. Ate It is an app that geolocates you in the city, or you download it. You say, hey, I want chopped cheese. It'll point you in the chopped cheese direction of the best ones. As they're suggested by Eater, New York Times, Anthony Bourdain, various celebrities, food critics, social media people, myself, I'm on there. And it'll also geolocate you. So if you can just also hit a button that says, I'm hangry, I want the best thing in this neighborhood. And it could be right across the street. It could be right around the block, but a fantastic app. And I had made a comment that it looks like he needs the Aided app because he is not off to a great start. And then he went on and did pizza. Okay. I'll let you guys take a look at that pizza one on your own. I think you can't do New York by car. You can't. It's a walking city. Eating slices of pizza that have been in a box, it's just not how it's done. We need Keith to take a different approach here. This is not Houston or Atlanta. It's a completely different vibe, and you're going to miss out on a lot of places that you could not only get great food, but could help these folks as well, which I know is hugely important to you. And let's see, what else have we got here? Ultimately, that's really the two things that I wanted to touch on because I'm just was shocked by really both of those the Cosmix menu and the where they chose to open up. I mean, this guy, I'm still looking at this. Black pepper sprinkles, turmeric syrup, whole milk, and espresso shot. If you want that, I don't know. Maybe it could be me. But that's it for the big news. There's a couple of things I saw here, trends that we defined in 2023. You know, it's all things that you guys know. Creative martinis, late night dining is coming back. Tipping confusion, should we be tipping around? But we know all this. Hands down, the most embarrassing mistake I made as a restaurant owner was hiring the wrong accountant and trusting that he was doing the right thing. Now, the main thing that he was in charge of was sales tax. And long story short, didn't get paid on time, didn't get paid in full. And our little 40-seat restaurant wound up owing the state of New York $180,000 in sales tax. But that was before Davo. Davo automates your sales tax. It integrates with your POS, so it automatically sets aside the sales tax funds daily. Then, when it comes time to remit these funds to the state, Davo files and pays the sales tax for you on time and in full. You know, it's easier. Take a little bit out every day as opposed to this big chunk due at the end of the month or at the end of the quarter. It would have changed my business, would have changed really my life. Because let's face it, when you're running a restaurant, those bills that are due, they keep you awake at night. Not with Davo. It's all taken care of. So it integrates with your POS. So whether you have Toast, Square, Clover, Lightspeed, SkyTab, whatever you have, Revel, they integrate with them and they're adding new partners every day. So you never have to worry about sales tax again. In the show notes, there's a link where you can schedule a call with the customer success team. Let them know that you heard about Davo on the Close Monday podcast and they'll hook you up. Never worry about sales tax ever again. Keep your eye on what matters, which is running your business day in, day out, and let Davo take care of the sales tax. All right. What I really want to talk about today as the focus of the show and something that, again, I don't do a great job of now in my role, and I definitely, at the beginning of my restaurant career, I did not do a great job, and I'm going to just tell you what worked for me out of these tips and what really became a focus and kind of shifted the way, not only how I operated the business, but how I just operated my own personal operating system. So, look, you guys, if you're thinking about owning a restaurant or you do own a restaurant, the fact is, it's kind of like that thing on the plane where they say, in case we lose oxygen here, put the mask on so you can help everybody else. You can't help the people around you, your team, your customers, your guests, if you're not taking care of yourself. And it's, you know, as I've gotten older, just turned 47, which is crazy to say, you have to prioritize that. You know, I have a newborn son. I think about that now a lot. And what I learned when I operated the restaurant is the business ran better when I was taking better care of myself. So these are some tips that I want you to focus on to really just pull yourself back and realize that as much as you're connected to the business and whatever your goals are in terms of expansion, in terms of increasing revenue or marketing, they are all secondary to how you take care of your own well-being and your wellness. So the first one, sleep. Guys, I could do a whole episode about the impact of sleep on your quality of life and the quality of your business. It needs to be a priority. And I say that as somebody right now who struggles with trying to make that happen. I mean, again, we have the newborn, so it's a little bit different. But it's got to be a priority. Getting your set number of hours. You know, they say 6 to 8. You can figure out what works best for you. I'm not an expert in that, but maybe I'll have a sleep expert on. That's a good idea. But get your sleep. There's no badge. There's no award. There's no pot of gold for anybody who sleeps less and still runs their business. It affects your decision-making. It affects your mood. It affects your just overall sense of what you're trying to accomplish, your brain fog. This is baseline. This is 101. So get your sleep. For me, here's what I do. I have that thing in my phone where whatever it is on the iPhone where it says it's your bedtime. Like, hey, you said you wanted to get this much sleep. Your alarm is set for this time. You need to go to bed in the next 20 minutes. I mean, make fun of me. They make fun of me all the time. Like, oh, it's time for bed. Your alarm's not time for bed. But hey, it's the best thing for me. I need it. It's on my calendar. It's not happening. Kind of part of that, another one is set working hours. I know what you're all thinking. Like, oh, great. I would love to have working hours. I would love to know when I'm going to sleep and when I'm going to work and when I'm coming home and picking up the kids or taking care of this or going to the gym or going to catch a ball game. Things happen. I got to put out fires. That points to a larger issue. Okay. Again, that's a whole other episode, but what you need to start doing, and promise me you're going to do this for 2024, set a schedule for yourself. Okay. This is not, again, it's not something you're going to impress anybody with by saying you work 25 hours a day. It's just not. So make it reasonable, right? Okay, like, I'm going to work 3 hours a day. Let's be real, okay? It's going to take some work. You don't care how successful you are. You're going to have to put in work, either inside the four walls of the restaurant, doing some content or fine-tuning your bookkeeping, paying the bills, all that fun stuff you guys know. And make it part of the balance. I don't personally believe in work-life balance in the restaurant business. I think they kind of like mesh together, but that doesn't mean you can't step aside and do what you need to do for yourself each week, each day. The third one is take breaks. You got to take a break. There's a, I forget what it's called, but there's a thing here in it's a productivity hack where we're very productive for 25 minutes at a time. So, I'm going to look it up for you, but basically what it says is you work for 25 minutes on one task. And then you take a 5 minute break and do something else. It's called the Pomodoro technique. That's what it's called. So there you go. You should remember, your Italian restaurant guy should remember this. Set a time for 25 minutes. I'm going to work on this schedule for 25 minutes. I'm going to work on this menu for 25 minutes. And when I'm done, I'm going to take a 5 minute break. And that doesn't mean you're going to go on Instagram or TikTok or whatever. You're going to go for a walk. You're going to read the newspaper. You're going to do something that's just going to take you away from that. Get up, stand up if you're sitting down and actually take that break. It is very effective. Work on that one thing for 25 minutes. You are going to be astonished how much stuff you get done in 25 minutes. Plus, if you have a bigger project, you're redoing your website. You're working on a brunch menu. You're building out a catering menu. Break it up into smaller chunks. It makes the process more tolerable, easier to tackle. Stress. Now, reduce stress. Yeah, that's easy. Yeah, I'd just love to reduce the stress. Yeah, that's a great idea, Kyle. Thanks. Why don't you do it for yourself, wise guy? For me, I just have a virtual assistant helps out with the show. It was a huge source of stress for me was, you know, making sure that things were done right on time and all that stuff. So I brought her on to help manage that. And that's taken a lot of stress off my plate. Some things you got to, it's harder to move. You got to work what you can to reduce those sources of stress as effectively as possible. The next one's a big one. And it is the key to actually becoming more productive. And this is a number, this is probably the number one way to reduce burnout. And it's hard for us as hospitality people because we're so used to being essentially people pleasers, right? I'm a people pleaser to an extent. I want you to be happy with what I'm doing for you. But the success in becoming a better operator and becoming more aware and like setting boundaries for yourself, I've learned, is saying no. No. Can I talk to you for a second? No. Can you take a look at this? No. Can I pick your brain? No. And you're not being an asshole. What you're doing is saying like, no, because I'm working on this catering menu. No, because actually I have to go pick my kid up from school. Or no, because actually I'm talking with the kitchen staff about the specials for tonight. You can always come back and say, no, not right now, but I'd love to talk to you about it. Why don't you text me a few times at work for you and let's figure this out. Not everything is a priority. Say that again to yourself. Not everything requires your maximum amount of attention when somebody else is asking for it. I always use the example of the wine rep or the liquor rep, okay? You're there at the restaurant, you're working, but you're not working, you know, you're not in the kitchen, you're not in the bartender, you're not hosting, you're on the floor, you run the place, you're there doing what you have to do. They come in, they're like, oh, hey, Kyle, you're here. I got some wine for you to try. Hey, you know what? Thanks so much. But actually, we actually only have these meetings and these tastings on Thursdays between 3 and 4. Do you want me to send you my calendar? You can throw something on there. Calendly is a great thing. Shout out to Calendly. Email them the link to your schedule and say, hey, pick a Thursday that works for you. Might not be this Thursday, might not be the next Thursday, but pick one that works for you. Oh, I really, but you got to try this. You guys got an order. Oh man, I'd love to, but you know what? Maybe we just miss out this time. Not everything is a priority. Learn to say no to things that are not going to make you better, that are not going to be a fit for your schedule. They're not going to make your restaurant better in the short term, right? You're not there to make them happy, to make sure they meet their quota. You're there to run a business. And it's not going to come at the expense of your sanity. So that's a big one. This was another one, and I'm going to lump them all together. Okay. What you eat, how you work out, and staying hydrated. Those three things alone are going to be stress relievers. You know, block out your time for that stuff. They're going to be non-negotiables. Hey, can you come tomorrow to 8 o'clock in the morning to open the door for the hood guys? Not tomorrow because I have my whatever, soul cycle class. I'm going for a run. I'm taking the dog for a walk. That's my non-negotiable time. Water, guys, put the soda down. It's not good for you, okay? Working out, eating right, I promise you, I don't care who you are. I've been 250 pounds. I know what that feels like. Drinking coffee, drinking soda, eating whatever the hell was in front of me for family meal doesn't work for you anymore. You're sleeping better, you're eating better, you're drinking more water. Guys, you need to have the fuel. Right? You need to have the fuel to keep going. People are looking for you to execute. So I'm not going to beat that with a dead horse, but you guys understand how important that is. Drink your water, eat right, and work out. And by the way, working out doesn't mean you have to go do CrossFit or go to the Soul Cycle, Barry Fit, Barry's boot camp, whatever. Walk. Go for a half hour walk every day. Everybody can do that. 15 minutes out, 15 minutes back. Easily the best thing you can do for you. You don't believe me? Look it up. Look it up. Walking is one of the best things you could do. Another one is something that I struggle with and I've gotten better at. Again, through practice, all this kind of just goes through, you know, we can talk about this for another hour if we wanted to, but the reality is you're not going to get better at it unless you do it. practice being present in the moment, right? Which, to be honest, is tough to do in the restaurant, right? Because your skill, and the reason why you're successful and the reason why you run this business is that you can pay attention to a lot of different things at once. You know this table is waiting for their order. You know that guy over there doesn't like his beer, he's waiting for a change. This person wants to run their credit card. You know this, but you're talking to somebody else, right? Be present in that conversation. Give them their full attention. Give the beer guy the full attention. Give this person the full attention. Give your vendors their full attention at that time. If they're taking up time out of your schedule, right, you want to reduce stress and make things better for yourself. You want to have a meeting with a vendor? Have a meeting with a vendor. Somebody comes to the door? Not now. Phone rings? Don't answer it. This is what I'm doing right now. Goes back to the Pomodoro technique. You can knock out an hour meeting in 25 minutes if that's what you're paying attention to, right? Let's be honest. What takes your time away is our distractions from what you're actually working on. I used to say it all the time. When I was in the restaurant, it was the worst because when I'm there, people see you there. They want to talk to you. They want to connect with you. They want to, hey, I meant to tell you. Hey, you owe me a check. Or, hey, this person wants a job and they're at the door. Can they fill out this? Can you print this out? It's a lot. Be mindful of where you're at, what you've set yourself up for, and what you're actually doing, right? Very easy, too. Like, you're in the middle of something. Oh, you get stuck. What do? You pick up your phone. Oh, what's going on? Oh, yeah, what's up? Look at this. Oh, my God. Share this video. Next thing you know, 20 minutes have passed. That adds stress, right? So be mindful. Lastly, and this kind of is like encompassing everything in there, but it's just having time for yourself. Me time. I don't have to be every day, but I would say pick 2 days a week that are 2 hours that are just something that you want to work on, something you want to read, not associated with the business. Maybe it's golf. Maybe it's the gym. That's what you, I want to go to this class every week. That's me time. I don't fuck with that. And you put on your calendar, you share your calendar with everybody. Hey, look, Wednesdays 3 to 4, I'm not around. I don't exist. It's about finding that time to say, hey, you know what? This time I spend with my kids 3 to 4 on Wednesdays. I pick them up from school. We go get pizza. Again, not a universal answer, but finding that me time is massive. It's massive. And a lot of that can be part of this, of what we already spoke about. But these strategies, you know, they're all about your mental well-being. You're not going to be able to run a successful business if your head's all over the fucking place. Effective stress management for entrepreneurs, or that's what you are, you're going to put these practices into place and you're going to find you're going to run a more productive, more fulfilling business for yourself. And you're going to start to catch yourself when you fall out of it, because it's easy to fall out of it. And people are going to try to pull you in back into that. Like, hey, come on, just have a drink. No, I can't. You know what? I got that class tomorrow morning, 7 o'clock. Because you have bigger dreams. Your dream is not to go have fun every night. You did that already. Your dream is to have a restaurant that does $5 million a year, or you're grossing X, or opening up a new location, or boosting up your online sales, whatever it is. All of that stuff has got to come before. The fun. You know what I'm saying? Did I even say that right? Getting lost in my own thoughts. You can't do all the fun stuff, quote unquote fun stuff, and expect to have different results in your business. So think again about that oxygen mask philosophy. That's what it's all about to me. It is taking care of yourself before taking care of others. And at the end of the day, that's what matters the most. Because if you're taking care of your business, that means you're making money, you're taking care of your family, and everything is good. But if something's not right in there, sales are down, the marketing's not whatever, take a look at you. Are you at your optimal place? Because I guarantee you that you're not. And I was there. I know. I'm not trying to judge. I was there. I know what that's like. And believe me, once you make that change, you're going to start to see subtle change in your business, and you're just going to feel this like snap into place where now you're in control and you know what's going on. All right, guys, that is Close Monday for December 8th. Hopefully you guys learned something there. A little preachy. Sorry about that. But look, I feel strongly about this stuff and I've experienced it. So hopefully that resonates with you. Shout out to Connect Team, Marquee and Davo. You guys know all about them. They are supporting the show. Without them, we would not be here. So please show our sponsor some love. Set up a demo. Speak to them. Avi from Marquee is the man. Davo, no-brainer. No-brainer. Davo, sales tax. They pay your sales tax, $50 a month. You don't have to worry about it. Davo, get it done. And Connect Team. You guys want your scheduling, you want your team to communicate? They're the ones. So all the links are in the show notes. So maybe they got a, you know, they'll get a little kick out of you saying, hey, I heard you on Close Monday. We would appreciate that, but they are the ones that keep this show running. So thank you so much to the sponsors, and I will see you guys next week. You know that feeling of seeing a perfectly filled out form or checklist, you know, nice and neat? Yeah, no, it's never nice and neat, right? They're always hard to read. There's a stain on them. They're difficult to fill out. This is information we need to run our business. Restaurants need this data to run a successful money-making operation. You need things like recipes, shift opening, shift closing, inventory, you name it. That's why you gotta go digital. Me, if I were you, I would click the link in the show notes for Connect Team. It's their software that will take care of this. They don't only have a desktop version, they have a mobile version. Allows you to create any form or checklist you want and give your employees the ability to fill it out on the go with signatures, with pictures, and location. Any piece of information you want in your business, all your KPIs, they'll appear there. You can even automate certain checklists that need to be filled out daily and things like that. Look, the best bet, hit up the Connect Team. They've got a 14-day free trial and a free version for you, free. For any restaurant that has less than 10 employees. Click the link below, tell them you heard all about it on Close Monday, and let them set you up. All right, folks, that's another episode of Close Monday in the bag. Look, if you've been listening and you're still here, it's clear that you're someone who's committed to taking their business and their life to the next level. So just don't let this be something that you just listen to and forget about. You got to take action on what you learned today. And look, I don't ask for a lot from you guys. Here's the deal. If you found any value in this episode, please subscribe. Leave me a review. Not for me, but for yourself. You don't want to miss the actionable insights that we've got lined up for future episodes, the guests who have their story to share. And if you think this podcast could change someone else's game, could change their direction of their business, of their restaurant, then understand that your network is your net worth. So if you share that with people, you start to become, you're the one, right? You're the one they're going to go to, and you start to attract the right people into your life. You attract more people into your business, and that's just the way that it goes. Now for some real interaction, like I said, if you screenshot that you are listening to this show, tag the show, tag me, I will send you a Close Monday t-shirt. And if you've got a burning question or topic you want to tackle, like I said, you can always DM or shoot me an email at kyle@4-turns.com. Your question just might be the focus point of a whole new episode. That's it, right? Like that's kind of how this goes. We're always looking for inspiration. So keep your eyes on the prize. Keep your feet on the ground. Stay humble. And until next week, this is Close Monday. And I'll see you soon. Thanks, guys.